Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body.
Now 34 after the hour. Our head-heart balance continues here with DJV, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, on the air with our focus on everything good, everything about life that needs to be in your aura. How's that? I'm using all kinds of great terms. I want to bring in Victoria Bullis, who is our resident psychic. A lot of people, by the way, you can go to victoriabullis.com or Twitter, at Victoria Bullis. The difference between there are some people who are sort of unsophisticated when it comes to advice that comes not naturally. Although I think that tarot reading, I think psychics, I think that astrologers, if they are good, are fabulous when it comes to helping you figure out how to do your life and get along with people. Do better at understanding people that you work with, all that sort of thing. What's the difference between a psychic and an astrologer? You're a psychic. You are not an astrologer. Matter of fact, I don't think you particularly like astrology, do you?
No, I studied it way back when, and I found it hard. I wasn't very good at it. I was bored. I didn't want to do my homework. It was fine for about 6 or 8 months, and then all of a sudden, one morning I woke up, I went, wait a minute. I remember back in college hearing that astrology was developed about 3,000 or so years ago, and I think it was Babylon, if I remember correctly, I'm not sure, and it was based on the premise that the planets rotated around the Earth, not the Sun. And I thought, I'm onto something here. And I went, they didn't see that many planets back then. They didn't have telescopes. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks that astrology was based on a false premise. And as we know, recently in the last several years, one planet was demoted. Other planets were found over the last 30 or 40 years, I think. And so if you base everything in your life on something that's changing like that, you better flow with the changes, or I suggest thinking about it as a tool only, and there are lots of other tools which I personally like better.
All right, so the horoscope that appears in the newspaper every day is of what value? And the original horoscopes, you said, were started thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
And now there is, that used to be what is astrology, astronomy today used to be astrology, right? Original astrology
basically.
Was astronomy. Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. So what value are little horoscopes in the newspaper? Well, if it offers you comfort and so on, fine, use them. But here's what we do. We tend to gravitate towards something that we like. So if you like reading the horoscope, on a deep level, on a subconscious level, you know already what you're going to be reading about in the morning. You start working your life around what you're going to be reading. And that's why it makes sense so much to people. But if you look at it this way, let's say that there's an 80-year-old man in South Africa who reads his horoscope in the Times of London. And then there's a 24-year-old young hotshot model woman who reads the same horoscope in the Times herself for the same, you know, Virgo or Aries or whatever it is sign for that day. They can't have the same life. They can't have the same future. You know, but if it works, it works. Everything counts. That's one thing I've been saying for 20-some years. Everything you do counts. What you believe in, what you're afraid of, you know, whether you're nice to people or flipping the bird when you're cutting in front of them on the freeway. Everything counts in your life. It's good to take stock of what your life is like and look at areas where you need to make improvements, which we all do, and areas where you're happy with yourself. Go for more of the areas where you're happy and then start seeing all the tools you could use to change where you're not so happy.
All right.
Did I go on too long?
No.
I've been known to do that.
All right. Yes, I know that. That's okay. The thing about psychics and intuitives, are they one and the same? We're trying to separate you and what you do in the psychic world from those who are astrologers, but what about intuition? We hear the old business about female intuition. I think I have.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, actually. Yeah. I was just talking to somebody in great length last night about it. All right, so the word psychic I just used because I've been on the radio for 26 years, and back then it just people went, oh yeah, she can predict the future. It made sense for people on the radio, but it's very limiting. Everyone's got intuition, and we need to use it more. It's one of my main themes. I'm passionate about that. And then there are mediums. I'm a medium. I talk to the other side. Then there are people who predict the future. I look and see what you're meant to do and how to get it, not what you're going to do, predicting the future, because many of us have made enough mistakes that what we're going to do is based on those. They're all just words. In ancient times, I guess the word would be instinct. We were, you know, our hairs would stand up in some way that we knew that there was a wild animal nearby that we had to run from. So it became more developed through things like astrology and cards and other methods of divination, they call it. They're just words. It's all about trying to make sense of life and make it better from what we've got going on. So
all right.
The people I was talking about Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met Chris, the mother, several times, and she's a really lovely woman. She really is. And has done a good job with her girls. It's a judgment to say otherwise. It's, you know, you're judging if you say that they've had too much plastic surgery or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she's instilled in them intuition for protection. But Kim, old Kim, sure was not using her intuition when she walked down the street with all that jewelry flaunting it the other day. Do you remember that story last week?
Well, the robbery,
yeah,
sure.
The robbery, yeah.
Yeah, she was so happy to be wearing this glamorous stuff at the fashion shows that she just didn't pay any attention and figured she was safe. That's pretty much called arrogance and denial.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But she'll never do that again.
That comes from that's part of the terror. They've created this world that they live in. They made a lot of money because they were smart enough to create something that people were interested in, even though it's really nothing. And so every once in a while, it doesn't mean just because you've done that you have to pay the piper, but this may be the cost of doing business, in a sense, yes?
To me, that's a judgment.
Okay.
She's a human being, whether it was the jewelry or it was something smaller like someone's handbag on the street, mm-hmm. it meant a lot to her, and it was really nasty and ugly, and she'll never forget it.
Yeah.
As would somebody who had their handbag.
And it sounds traumatic, too.
That one is worse or bigger than the other, and that somebody might deserve it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean it that way. I hope it didn't come across that way. But I think what happens when you have a lot of attention, the way they create the attention for themselves on the social media, you're almost asking for it. So maybe this is an important lesson that was learned by her. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Bullis at victoriabullis.com and at Victoria Bullis, as far as Twitter is concerned. She's somebody that really knows how to get to the point. She's very revealing. Victoria Bullis, B-U-L-L-I-S.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many brains do you have inside that head of yours? And yep, it's a trick question. The answer, 4.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird. Not really. It's actually quite normal.
That's right, 4. There are 3 inside of your head. Okay, I'm getting technical. But based on the laws of encephalization, your brain grew from 1 part into 3. But here's the rest of the science. New research suggests that we have a 4th brain hiding somewhere in our abdomen.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
This brain is responsible for digestion, which is an act so complicated it needs its own specialist directing the activity. Now, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, have you ever heard or used the expression, I have a gut feeling? The truth, you probably do, and you got a specialized brain to help you monitor it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, vegetable photograph collection will leave you speechless. 9 pictures of... Are grapes really a vegetable? Vegetable photograph collection...
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Jeff Weinstein started The Counter, a custom-made burger joint with 3 simple goals.
To earn a good income.
To serve customers great food at a good price.
To have a place to take his wife for dinner.
Customers flocked to his place. He started franchising. Now he's in over 35 locations, and that created a problem.
He struggled with work-life balance. Then he got a big idea. He used his strengths to custom build his life.
Now he flows like soda between his personal and professional worlds.
At home, he often gets ideas for work and vice versa. He pays attention to all the important people and priorities in his life all the time.
Use your strengths to build a life on your own terms. That's big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former MVP led the NFL in touchdown passes in 1974 and 76. He's a 4-time Pro Bowler who led the Oakland Raiders to victory in Super Bowl 11. So where is Ken Stabler now? After retiring, Ken became a broadcaster for a CBS NFL telecast before moving to radio in 1998. In 2009, the University of Alabama announced Ken would not be returning following his 3rd DUI arrest since 1995. Ken has managed to stay in the spotlight, even appearing on a tailgating episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
So here we are, Oakland, California, hanging out with the Raider legend, Kenny Stabler. Now, Steak and I are checking out all the tailgating, Triple D style.
Kenny Stabler, still partying hard. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, 45 past the hour now. Let me introduce you to Amy Goodman, who is a recognized journalist, editor, host. She's spent most of her career talking about your life and your lifestyle. What is it that's good for you? What can be attractive? And when it comes to fall, I suppose we ought to have an overview from your perspective, Amy, as to what entertainment. Are we all focused on Halloween, or are there other things that come in just celebrating fall? I think there are plenty of opportunities, lots of ways of decorating anyway at this time of year, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. I think the kids have been running around into the pumpkin patches this past weekend. People are certainly gearing up for Halloween, but all of us are kind of preparing for the holidays yet to come. And for this time of year, it's so common for all of us to be thinking about easy ways to refresh our home and not necessarily to spend a lot of money. We're all on a budget, but to do so and to do so wisely, I think you can turn to Big Lots. They have a lot of fashionable yet affordable collections and a lot of great must-have pieces for the season to kick things off. And as you had mentioned, you know, what does entertaining mean? It can mean everything from gathering everybody together for the football game, which is super popular, or it can mean just putting together a nice little dinner party for your friends. And part of that is making sure you have enough seating and making sure everybody has a great place to sit. And part of that also is taking advantage of the range of great seats and seatings that are available from Big Lots, everything from their ottomans to their other pieces of furniture. They have some really great deals going on right now, including part of that, some fantastic TV stands as well for those who are game watchers. Those are fabulous. But it doesn't necessarily have to be like a really large piece of furniture per se. It can be more of an accessory or an accent piece to inject a bit of instant update into a room. And that can include everything from a paisley pillow to a super cozy throw. I have before me a faux fur throw that's in white that is so soft and wonderful that you can throw over the arm of a sofa and have that for a nice cozy chilly night.
A faux fur throw?
Yeah, a faux fur throw.
Say that 100 times in a row. Faux right. fur throw.
Yeah. A faux fur throw. Yes, a faux fur throw. Which, thank goodness, on onomatopoeia does sound as soft as it is and is nice and cozy for a fall night. And also maybe a great accent table in red. Again, smaller pieces, smaller elements, but have big impact and can really inject a bit of the fall trend right into your very own living room or your family room and have a very, you know, kind of impactful meaning.
What about cooking? What about things that are part of, we're talking about how you decorate, but then you get to the nitty gritty. People come around because they want to eat. What are we fixing that's different, new, or appropriate for this time of year? I'm thinking of, for example, hot apple cider, things like that.
Right. Oh, gosh. Yeah. You know, it's funny. We were just talking about my friend and I, who is a home chef. She had this new kind of zucchini bread that was great because it was anti-allergen because she is a gluten-free eater. So she had somehow miraculously made the zucchini bread using kind of a gluten-free flour and somehow was able to make it rise so that it was, you know, appropriate for her diet, which was amazing. And, of course, Halloween is around the corner. So how can you serve something that's gluten-free and maybe nut-free for kids? You know, allergies is increasingly a big, big issue for a lot of parents who are concerned about serving treats at the door. So, but it's still, like, unique and yummy. And so we have this great candy called Hi Chu. It's a Japanese candy that is really popular internationally and has made its way here. I'm actually half Japanese, so I kind of grew up with Hi Chu, and I love, love, love this candy. It is gluten-free. It is nut-free. And it's made with fruit juices and puree, so you can actually feel good about serving it. If you've never had it, it's soft on the outside, perfectly chewy on the inside, and comes in this great Halloween packaging. They're individually wrapped, so you can serve them out for Halloween. It comes in green apple, strawberry, and grape. And again, you can feel great about serving it. It's very tasty, and it kind of, it has a soft chew when you put it in your mouth, but it kind of melts as you eat it, and it's just delicious. So great for kids, but great for adults too. Talk about something unique and different for the fall season, and there you have it. You can find more about that at HiChu.com.
HiChu.com. That's pretty interesting. I've never heard of that before. Amy, thank you. Amy Goodman here with some Halloween treats and things to think about with regard to decorating. This is a good party season, and there's some very good tips there. Take advantage of the information at 10 minutes for the hour.